RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by a press review, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian smash ready to face global market competition. Indonesian population opens up broader digital business opportunities. Now the news in detail. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises MES through the Agency of Marketing Services of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises stated that MES in Indonesia is ready to face global market competition. President Director of the Agency of Marketing Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ahmad Subadi in the discussion testing toughness of competitive edge of the MES in the global market taking place in Jakarta on Wednesday pointed out that MES business operators should not be worry about the international competition. He assessed the enthusiasm of the world community or international market towards Indonesian smash products is quite high. The Indonesian smash products are basically trusted by potential buyers from different countries. Indonesian 250 million population open up broader digital technology-based business opportunities. Sinta Danwardoyo, a digital technology entrepreneur, stated on the sidelines of the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum at Jakarta Convention Center in Jakarta on Tuesday. She said that almost half of Indonesian population is under 30 years of age, so business opportunities in the field of digital technology are getting bigger. However, she pointed out the development of digital technology in Indonesia is facing three major constraints. The obstacles are the lack of infrastructure to support development and use digital of technology, the government policy on digital businesses may not yet available, and the lack of human resources in such a field. Sinta added that Indonesian people can overcome this constraint. She believes Indonesia can become a major player in digital-based businesses at the regional and even international levels. Bubu.com CEO Sinta Danuwardoyo believes that in the future Indonesia will be a leading country in the field of digital economy. On the sidelines of the World Islamic Economic Forum taking place in Jakarta on Wednesday, she said that Indonesia has a great potential to develop digital economy. More than 90 million of Indonesian people use the internet and mobile user by 125% or more than 300 million people. Half of the Indonesian people are younger generation who are also consumers of e-commerce and online businesses. Sinta views that the potential can encourage digital economy in Indonesia. Currently, Indonesia is also boosting its digital infrastructure.
Saya rasa kita harusnya akan bisa menjadi.
I think we should become the player which are accurately considered in the world, not only in Asia. We should be able to become a world player in digital realm. I see the government start thinking about the best way for digital entrepreneurs in Indonesia. I hope it will encourage the future of the digital economy.
Sinta further explained, President Joko Widodo has targeted to reach 1,000 digital entrepreneurs in 2020. Thus, the government is expected to pay more attention to and provide assistance for entrepreneurs. With the existing potential, Sinta believes that the target of 1,000 digital entrepreneurs by 2020 can be achieved. Indonesia, as the world's largest Muslim population, can petition to contribute to the growth of Sharia mutual fund industry in ASEAN and global economy. In 2014, the asset of Islamic finance in Indonesia amounted to $2.3 billion, following strong growth 139% from 2010 to 2014. At the press conference of the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum in Jakarta on Tuesday, manager of one of private banks in Indonesia, Michael Chandani, said that Sharia mutual funds, both Medun and Lontan, would improve increasingly in Indonesia.
Kalau kita lihat pasar Indonesia, di mana direpresentasikan di sini.
If we see the Indonesian market, which is represented by Indonesian Composite Index and Jakarta Islamic Index, both US dollar and rupiah are very good. It means that the potential has not been limited. If we look at the geometric average of this year's potential growth and last year's net revenues in the index, we can see that Indonesia is still excellent. Growth prospects of Indonesia are still very good. Furthermore, Michael Chamdani invites investors to participate in Sharia mutual funds. He believes that Indonesia's gross domestic product GDP, which is high enough, can help the GDP in Asia. Sharia mutual funds industry has immense potential for sustainable growth in line with the demand for Islamic financial services. Most countries in the world experience an economic slowdown. The slowdown actually can influence economic development in each country. Responding to the matter, a consultant of food from Malaysia, Mashad Fino, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on the sidelines of the business exchange in the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that Indonesia experiences the impact of slowdown caused by the global economic slowdown. However, Indonesian economy will continue to grow along with the number of population of Indonesia.
I know, it's almost a similar situation in a lot of other countries, but we're not talking about today, right? We have to look forward in the future, right? And I'm very sure one day Indonesia will get there. Indonesia will rise up because you guys have a lot of population. Inshallah, maybe in the near future that this will happen.
Furthermore, Mashad Fino said that his company, which actively produces food, wants to cooperate with Indonesian food company. He is optimistic that food product of chili sauce from Malaysia can be accepted by Indonesian people. The last item, Indonesia's economy likely expanded between 5.0% and 5.1% in the second quarter from the same period a year ago. This was stated by Coordinating Minister for Economy Darwin Nasution in Jakarta on Thursday. He said stronger retail sales and the harvest season that started in April should have helped accelerate economic growth from 4.92% in the first quarter. A Reuters poll showed the analysts expect second quarter growth of 5.0%, while Indonesian Central Bank has forecast 4.94%. The Statistics Bureau is due to release the data on Friday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is trying to get Southeast Asia's biggest economy growing more quickly, and it probably did in the second quarter, but just fractionally higher than in the previous one. President Joko Widodo wants growth of 7% by 2019, pari but last year 4.8%, the lowest in 6 years. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Indonesia's Driving Engine of Economic Growth. Indonesia is back to host an international conference, namely the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum, to take place in Jakarta from 2nd to 4th of August. This meeting is the event of governments and business people, academics and artists. The number of participants reaches 2,500 people from 60 countries. This forum focuses on matters related to economic activities in the Islamic world. It is a very important meeting. This year's theme is the role of micro, small and medium enterprises, SMEs, which is expected to become the driving engine of economic growth, especially amid the world's economic slowdown. Chairman of the World Islam Economic Forum, Tun Musa Hitam, assessed that the business potential of micro, small, medium enterprises in Indonesia is very large to be developed into future business. In Indonesia, there are 60 million SMEs, which are the economic backbone of Indonesia, and they contribute significantly to gross domestic product, GDP. In regard to this, it is necessary to think about how the business and technology are focused on micro, small, and medium enterprises. The SMEs can help encourage decentralization of growth so that there will be more parties involved in the future economic development, and they need to be empowered. Meanwhile, Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani views that the cooperation between the government businesses in encouraging the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises is very important in a way to increasingly contribute to the national economy. She stated that decentralization should take side to the development of micro, small, and medium enterprises since the sector strongly withstands from economic crisis. Nowadays, SMEs are the backbone of Indonesian economy. Approximately 99% of businesses in Indonesia are SMEs, with more than 98% dominated by micro enterprises. The SMEs employs more than 107.6 million people in Indonesia and contribute 60.6% to Indonesia's GDP. By developing the micro, small and medium enterprises SMEs, the economic growth that had been dominated by a large multinational company can lead to empowerment of small businesses. Thus, this makes sure that more people will participate in the economic growth and bring about positive impact on the strengthening of a domestic economy. The SMEs can be strong seal if the economy is sluggish. The government has issued policies to stimulate economic growth. One of them is to facilitate the registration permit of SMEs. Another policy is the repetition of the investment negative list, which opened 19 subsectors allocated for SMEs and cooperatives. In addition, 62 other business sectors are accessible to foreign investors only if they establish cooperation with SMEs. However, there are important factors in the progress SMEs that are not directly related to the policy. The entrepreneurial spirit and determination to succeed must be on the SMEs themselves. It is expected the implementation of the 12th World Islamic Economic Forum this time may be one solution to encourage the development of micro, small and medium enterprises in Indonesia. Listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again with me, Manar Rahmana, in our regular program Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from 24th of August 1949, when first Hatta Cabinet established in Yogyakarta was over and substituted by the second Hatta Cabinet. The second Hatta Cabinet was Indonesia's ninth cabinet. It was formed after the Indonesian leadership, which had been imprisoned by Dutch forces, returned to the then capital, Yogyakarta. It sat from 4th August to 14th December 1949. Hatta Cabinet was torn cabinet. It could be separated from the success of Hatta together, Masyumi and Indonesian National Party as the big party at the time. Hatta was also successful together party of Christian, Catholic and military of Nasution group as a supporter of the power of his cabinet. Hatta II cabinet contributed in resolving conflict with the Dutch by a resulting roundtable conference. In the conference, the Dutch was ready to give sovereignty to the Republic of Indonesian state unconditionally. Hatta II cabinet was replaced by Republic of Indonesian state. The next event was in 1992 when Indonesian continent won first gold medal in the Olympics. Indonesia competed at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. They won both men's and women's single as their first gold medal here. From badminton that appeared for the first time at the Summer Olympics. They make Indonesia for the first time win gold at the Olympic and also make Indonesia the first Southeast Asian country win gold. Alan Budi Kusuma and Susi Susanti, who later married, had the Olympic anthem to be played on their wedding day. And the next event was 2007, Phoenix spacecraft was launched to Mars. Ponis was launched on 4th of August 2007 by using Delta II rocket from Canaveral, Gulf, Florida. The main mission of the spacecraft was to explore North Pole of Mars to find life evidence of the outer space. Ponis used hardware which was similar with Mars Surveyor Lander in 2001. The spacecraft was completed with a roboted arm to dig up ice which was presumed buried near the surface of Mars. The Phoenix lander descended on Mars on May 25, 2008. Mission scientists used instruments for the lander to search for environments suitable for microbial life on Mars and to search the history of water there. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's focus is to face ASEAN economic community, Indonesian cooperatives encouraged to manage themselves. Cooperatives should be able to develop investment opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises mass so that they can respond to the challenges in the era of ASEAN economic community, AEC. It was remarked by Deputy Mayor Magelang Windarti Agustina at the opening of Cooperative Movement of Worcester Magelang City on August 2nd. She encourages cooperatives to keep improving in the era of ASEAN economic community. Administrators, supervisors, members have to make innovation and creation in order not to be left behind. She also said that in the era of global competition, the cooperatives are demanded to make use the sophisticated technology both in production and marketing of SMS products. In addition, they have to improve the quality of human resources at the institution. Windarti also said that this support is based on the principle of cooperatives, namely kinship and mutual assistance. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Head of Department of Cooperatives, Industry and Trade of Magelang, Isa Ashari, feels that her side would encourage the cooperative also have to move as producer, consumer, or service providers. He also said the challenge of ASEAN economic community is more serious. The cooperatives cannot be only spectators. One of the challenges of cooperatives is low interest rates. Isa Ashari hopes that Indonesian cooperatives are not limited to playing in the savings and loans. They should be strong in the real sector because the impact can encourage the development of domestic industrial sectors such as mass. The cooperatives are also expected to increase the prosperity of the people in general. He remarked that in Magelang, there are currently 270 cooperatives, most of them engaged in the sector of savings and loans. This becomes a weakness. If the savings and loans do not run well, the deposit will lessen and cooperative quality decreases. As a consequence, the members of the cooperative are less confident and cooperatives may be bankrupt. Therefore, the Office of Cooperatives, Industry and Trade of the Magelang City is more intense to support and provide assistance to cooperatives, especially the new ones. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Minister of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises MENS through the Agency of Marketing Service of Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises stated that MENS in Indonesia is ready to face global market competition. Indonesian 250 million population opens up broader digital technology-based business opportunities. Sinta Danuwardoyo, a digital technology entrepreneur, stated on the sidelines of the 12th World Islam Economic Forum at Jakarta Convention Center in Jakarta on Tuesday. Bubu.com CEO Sinta Danuwardoyo believes that in the future Indonesia will be a leading country in the field of digital economy. Indonesia, as the world's largest Muslim population, can potentially contribute to the growth of Sharia mutual fund industry in ASEAN and global economy. Most countries in the world experience economic slowdown. The slowdown actually can influence economic development in each country. Responding to the matter, a consultant of food from Malaysia, Mahsat Pino, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. On the sidelines of business exchange in the 12th World Islam Economic Forum set in Jakarta on Wednesday, that Indonesia experienced the impact of the economic slowdown caused by the global economic crisis. Indonesian economy likely expanded between 5.0% and 5.1% in the second quarter from the same period a year ago, This was stated by Coordinating Minister for Economy Darmin Nasution in Jakarta on Tuesday. He said stronger retail sales and the harvest season that started in April should have helped Australia's economic growth front 4.92% in the first quarter. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present information about fine arts collection exhibition at the Indonesian Presidential Palace. Listener, Monday, August 1st, President Joko Widodo inaugurated the exhibition of paintings entitled 1771 Scratches Fighting for Independence, displays a collection of paintings that had been stored in a number of the presidential palaces. The exhibition is aimed in addition to celebrate the 71st anniversary of independence. It is also aimed to make people, especially the younger generation, to enjoy and learn a lot, as well as to reap the values of the struggle and the values of unity. In the exhibition, there are displayed 28 paintings from thousands of art collection that have been displayed in a number of state palaces, with a variety of depiction ranging from 1930s, 1840s, 1950s, 1960s, and 1870s. Listener, in a painting exhibition 1771, Scratches Independence Struggle, there are three series of 28 paintings that will be displayed. The first series paintings of independence pioneer figures such as R.A. Kartini, Cokro Aminoto, General Sudirman, and Pangeran Diponegoro. The second series such as the social and cultural conditions of pre-independence, the period of 1940s and to 1950s. For example, guerrilla war painting and also painting on refugees caused by the war at that time. The third one, a series of paintings about the beauty of the archipelago around 1930 to 1970 period. The painting of period illustrate how the archipelago is the eyes of painters in 1930 to 1970 era. There is a great view, the traditional custom and performance of the population at that time. One of the paintings is the work of a Mexican painter, Diego Rivera, entitled Malayan Girl with Flowers, inscribed in 1955. Listener, the exhibition of painting collections of Presidential Palace, which was held in cooperation with the Ministry of the State Secretariat, Ministry of Education and Culture, through the Indonesian National Gallery, the Creative Economy Agency, and the Independent Art, is firstly held since Indonesia's independence. The exhibition of artwork is to be held at the National Gallery, Jalan Medan Merdeka Timur, Central Jakarta, from August 1st to August 30th, 2016. In addition to 28 selected paintings, the palace also features 100 presidential photographs and 9 books which tell about painting in the palace. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Fine Art Collection Exhibition of the Indonesian Presidential Palace. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we'll inform you about the art collection of Indonesian Presidential Palace Exhibition. On August 1, 2016, President Joko Widodo has officially opened the art exhibition with the theme 1771, The Scratch of Independence Struggle, that displayed numbers of paintings in Presidential's Palace. This exhibition is held in commemorated in the 71st Indonesian independence, also for the people to enjoy and learn the value of Indonesian struggle through the paintings. There are 28 paintings displayed on the exhibition from 1840s until 1960 era. The painting exhibition is divided into several categories. The first series included the painting of independence heroes such as R.A. Kartini, Hos Cokroaminoto, General Sudirman, and Pangeran Diponegoro. The second stage is the socio-cultural condition of the Indonesian people before the independence from 1940s until 1950s, such as painting of the freedom fighters and the refugees, which are perfectly painted on canvas. The last series is about the beauty of Indonesian archipelago in the 1930s until 1970s era, which describes culture, people's activities and performance at that time. One of the paintings of the exhibitions is the work of Mexican painter Diego Rivera entitled The Malay Girl with Flower that was painted in 1955. The exhibition is held in cooperation with the State Secretary Ministry, Education and Culture Ministry through the National Art Gallery, the Creative Economy Agency and Mandiri Art. The exhibition will be held in National Art Gallery from August 1 until 30, 2016. Besides the 28 paintings, the palace also displays 100 presidential photographs and 9 books that tells about the paintings. Well, listener, that was our today's edition of Miscellany. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Regular Miscellany. Sampai jumpa.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to an Indonesian female pop singer in 80s era, Uci Bing Slamet. Although many Indonesian singers appeared, the name of Uci Bing Slamet has its sound charismatic for the songs she has been presented. Still remember to her popular song entitled Bukit Berbunga. The daughter of a famous comedian, the late Bing Slamet, was a teenager at that time. The song was accepted very well in heart of the music lovers, especially teenagers, because the song tells about much about teenagers' life and love. The song Bukit Berbunga also tells about the hill covered with colorful flowers, so amazing that showing in a song. So, listener, let's listen to the song Bukit Berbunga by Uci Bing Slamet. Happy listening.
Lalu
The natural beauty that adorns the beautiful flowers is so amazing to be imagined. With the power of words and tones sung by Uchi Bing Slamet made the song successfully manage the market. Well, listeners, let's listen to the next song entitled Cemara di Bukit Damai. Happy listening. Uchi Bing Slamet inherited the talent of his father. In addition to sing, she also ran her talent in a big screen. Besides in the big screen, Uchi also much played in several cinema electronics in the private TV stations in the country. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Asmaraku by Uchi Bing Slamet. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa.
Indah berhiaskan pelangi.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.